Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's see if we can get, praise the Lord, our host over on the broadcast side, Evangelist. Glory to God.
Amen. You
the platform. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We greet you, amen, this evening in the name of Jesus. Amen. We just want to say we're grateful, amen, tonight to come before you. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a day, a blessed day. Amen. It has been. Praise God. Amen. He woke us up this morning. Amen. That's enough to be grateful and thankful for. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It brought us back. Amen, to another day. Praise God, amen. A fellowship, hallelujah, took us over the highways and the byways, kept us under the blood, amen, protect our families. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. That's enough to tell the Lord, thank you, amen, hallelujah. Still got, amen, hallelujah, food in the cupboard, amen, clothes to put on our back, hallelujah, shoes to put on our feet. Glory to God. Somebody needs to shout, I'm blessed. Amen. Have the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. The blood yet running warm in our veins. My God, that's enough to tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. Amen. And ain't even no turkey on the table yet. Amen. Glory to God. We come tonight to enter, hallelujah, to the gates of thanksgiving. Praise God. Amen. To his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Just shout, amen, and tell the Lord thank you. Glory to God, and we praise you tonight. Amen, we welcome you tonight to the PNN Prayer News Network tonight. Amen, glory to God, where this is home. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost headquarters. Glory to God. Amen. You can just shout, sing, clap your hands, pat your feet. Glory to God. Let go and let God have his way tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know we appreciate you tonight. Amen. For joining us. Hallelujah. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. And it is what it says. Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. Where the news, good news. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where you find good news. Amen. Upon the amen on this air. Praise God. And on this place, on this station, on this broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As far as our voice can be heard. Amen. I want you to know we appreciate you tonight. Amen. To our advisors, to all of our listeners. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Amen. To our hosts. Amen. To our visionary. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. To Evangelist Bradley. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. For your obedience. Amen. Following. Amen. Glory to God. The voice of God. Amen. I want you to know we appreciate you tonight. Amen. I don't know where I would be. Amen. Tonight without the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It didn't find me. I found it. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful. Amen. The song said, amen, I kept on searching. I kept on searching. Amen. Until I found the PNN Prayer News Network. Amen. So glory to God. If this is your first time, amen, being with us tonight, amen, in whatever city, praise God, amen, or whatever state you are in, amen, glory to God, internationally, won't you know we appreciate you. Amen. Maybe different times that you're listening, that you hear us. Glory to God. But I want you to know whenever you do listen, amen. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you. We love you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The PNN love you. Amen. Along with our visionary, praise God, Evangelist Bradley. Hallelujah. We appreciate you tonight. Praise God for being with us. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Even on the Facebook Live. Amen. God bless you. If you can't get it on phone, praise God. Amen. Go to PNN, praise God, Network on Facebook Live. Amen. Glory to God. And you will see. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The symbol. Glory to God. And also, amen, hear the voices. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The praises. Praise God. Amen. What you hear now, you will hear the same. Amen. Effect on the Prayer News Network Facebook Live. Amen. Even to the podcast. Amen. To the radio. Glory to God. Amen. Even if you just want to dial in, glory to God, please feel free to do so. Amen. The number is 1-339-209-6891. Amen. We'll be so grateful. Amen. Glory to God. And we want you to know you will not leave this place the same way you came. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a true word. You will not leave this place the same way you came. Amen. The Lord is blessing me with right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. May not be able to see all that the Lord has done for you, but the Lord is blessing you right now. Amen. I want you to know we appreciate you. Praising God, amen, with us tonight, amen, and in the Father of the service, amen, we're going to give you numbers where you can contact, praise God, to get a copy of the service, amen. But I want you to know, praise God, amen, we do, praise God, amen, appreciate our listeners, praise God, and we are touching lives, amen, also, amen, 42 countries, amen, hallelujah, somebody needs a shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But we are triumph. Glory to God. Amen. And 14, amen, plus millions. Amen. It is expanded. Glory to God. Amen. God, amen. He is doing it. We give him all praise and honor. Amen. Did you hear me? Praise God. 14 plus millions people are listening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Souls are being saved, renewed, revived. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. As the word say, heaven and earth may pass away, but his word, glory to God, will always stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything is going down, but the word of God. Hallelujah. The Lord said in the last day there will be a famine. Praise God. Amen. For the word of God. Peoples are hungry. Peoples, amen, amen. They're tired. Amen. They're done tried this and done tried Houdini. They done tried, amen, glory to God, the palm reader. Glory to God. They done tried the witches, the warlock. Amen. Glory to God. Bad luck done carried the rabbit foot around for years and years and years. Ain't nothing happening. Amen. Nothing but a rabbit. Praise God. Amen. Whopping around with three legs. Somebody ought to say something. Amen. But the true word, amen, of what you need. Amen. God got it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He got everything that you need. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we appreciate you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. I'm just, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Just blessed. 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 Thanking the Lord. Praise God. Amen. If I had 10,000 hands and tongue, it would not be enough to praise and praise God. If I was a trillionaire, billionaire, glickonaire, whatever you want to say, praise God, it still would not be enough to praise our God. Amen. But the little voice that I have, amen, glory to God, amen, I just want to give him all tonight, amen, because he's due the praise, amen. He's worthy to be praised tonight, amen. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight for you, you and yes, you. Text your friend, text your neighbor, glory to God, amen, to let them know, hallelujah, amen, the PNN is on live. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, on the broadcast live, amen. They can reach it through Facebook Live, amen, podcast, telephone, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Amen. We come, praise God, amen, making sure, praise God, you do not go without. Hallelujah. That's without the word of God. Amen. Because somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody heads need to be lifted up. Somebody need a word. Somebody, hallelujah, amen, just need to know that Jesus loves you. Glory to God. Somebody need to know Jesus got you. Somebody need to know, praise God, trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that Jesus is a tear wiper. Glory to God. Somebody needs to know that he's a comforter in the time of need. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know you're not in this thing by yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Because his word said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. You in the right place at the right time. Don't touch that now. You in the right place at the right time. Amen. And we just come tonight, amen, to let you know. Amen. Our listeners, amen. Amen is going, praise God, amen. 42 countries, Canada, Bermuda, hallelujah, Brazil, China, Tortolia, Nassau, Bahamas, Nigeria, South Africa, amen, the United States, amen, glory to God, internationally, praise God, amen, want you to know, praise God, hallelujah, amen, somebody say amen, the word is reaching, the word is reaching, amen, and that's what it's all about, amen, spreading the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ tonight, amen, I want you to know, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen, acknowledge, praise God, amen. And as we said, the host, amen, the visionary evangelist Bradley, amen. And also, praise God, we do like to acknowledge, amen, your leader, my leader, praise God, tonight. Amen. All the leaders all over the world, amen. But we don't want to forget those that have labored, amen, in the vineyard, praise God, that has gone up from labor, amen, to their get their reward. Amen. Glory to God, amen. I want you, praise God, amen, to amen. Let's remember, amen, the late Apostle S.D. James. Amen. Senior Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Hallelujah. Presiding Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. And Apostle, praise God, D.G. Taylor. Glory to God. Amen. We appreciate them. Praise God. Amen. For spreading, amen, the good news. Amen. Glory to God. And working in the vineyard. Praise God. Hallelujah. amen, and to you, amen, to all of our leaders, evangelists, prophets, prophetess, amen, glory to God, whatever part, amen, you do in your assembly, God bless you on tonight, amen, we appreciate you, amen, for joining us, amen, and that you're doing, our prayers are with you, amen, our word, amen, and we always say, stay on the wall, don't come down, praise God, you're doing a great work, stay on the wall, hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, against all of our advisors, PNN, we love you. We appreciate you to all of our prayer warriors. God bless you. We appreciate you tonight. Amen. And everyone that helps make up the gathering, helps make up the PNN. Glory to God. Amen. We appreciate you. We love you. Praising God. Amen. I want you, praise God. Amen. We say text a friend, text a neighbor, text your enemy. Call them and let them know, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. They still have time, amen, to join us on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to get ready, praise God, to go, amen, before the Lord. Amen. In prayer. Amen. And ask you, praise God, to gather your hearts, amen, and your minds in tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And just gather around, praise God, amen, hallelujah, whether you're in your living room, amen, your kitchen, hallelujah, bedroom, praise God, amen, let's just gather around, praise God, and get ready to go, amen, to the Lord, praise God, amen, he already knows, amen, about our problem, glory to God, amen, so we're just going to give it to him tonight, amen, is that all right? Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. And we're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. Trying to give you enough time to, amen, to let's get settled in. And glory to God. Amen. And go. Praise God. Amen. Before the Lord. Amen. In prayer tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And we're going to ask you, praise God. Amen. To, glory to God. Amen. That's not a problem too hard. Not a problem too small. Amen. That Jesus cannot handle. Amen. He knows how to do. Amen. And when to do. And what to do. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. Realize, amen, that we're in a time, praise God, where we can't do nothing but pray. Amen. And seek the face of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we ask you tonight, praise God. Amen. Keep the faith. Amen. If you don't do it today, amen. Keep it. Praise God. The faith. Amen. Look for it tomorrow. Amen. Glory to God. He that will come shall come. Amen. And will not tarry. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For his goodness, his
the recording kindness, has started.
His mercy. Amen. All that he has done for all of us. Amen. I don't know about you, but the song said, I just can't stop praising his name. Amen. Because he's so good, so kind, so merciful. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. Even where we are not faithful. Amen. So we're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. Amen. To join me. Praise God. Amen. In prayer. Amen. In prayer. Amen. Our Father God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. Lord, we thank you, Lord. You woke us up early this morning, oh Lord, clothed and in our right mind. And Lord, you let the activities of our limbs, God, move and bend, oh God. Hallelujah. As we walk through our home, Lord, we found out, praise God, amen, our family was doing fine, God, and we praise your name. Hallelujah, oh Lord, for all that you have done for us this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blood yet running warm in our veins. Lord, we thank you for your cleansing blood. We thank you for your sanctified blood. We thank you for your healing blood. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, for the song said, oh, come, let us adore him. Hallelujah. Lord, and we're grateful tonight that we don't have to wait to Christmas, oh God, to sing these songs. Hallelujah, because we have come into this place, Lord, together in your name, to worship you and to adore you tonight. Hallelujah, and to lift you up tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And come, the Lord, to say we love you tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, that we appreciate you. Hallelujah, because if it had not been for you on our side tonight, where will we be, oh Lord? Hallelujah, tonight. Well, God, we realize, hallelujah, hallelujah, the word said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, Lord, it was you that brought us out. It was you, Lord, that made a way out of no way. It was you that took us through, oh God, when we thought that we couldn't make it. It was you, Lord, hallelujah, oh God, that healed our bodies. Lord, it was you, oh God, that opened the doors, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Lord, and we thank you tonight. We thank you, hallelujah, because you supplied our every need. Lord, and we come to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we shouted from the housetop. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Lord, for we realize, oh God, situations come. Storms may rise. Hallelujah. God. And the wind may blow. God. Hallelujah, oh God. But we thank you, Lord, that we got a Savior. God. And he's sweet, I know. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you all praise, honor, and the glory. God. Tonight, because you do the praise. Hallelujah, oh God, not man. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, but you, Lord, you do the praise. Lord, and we come to say thank you tonight. Much obliged. Hallelujah tonight, Lord, and we ask you to have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. Oh God, I heard somebody say you got the right of way. Hallelujah, to do as you please. Oh my God. Lord, and we ask you tonight to pour out your Holy Ghost tonight in this place, in our homes, in our sanctuaries. Well, God, we ask you tonight to fill us up till we overflow. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make the crooked way straight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight asking you tonight, forgive us, oh God, of our sins. Well, God, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us tonight. Lord, healed. Tonight, God, touch every advisor, every listener, every leader, every lay member, everyone that's on this line tonight, touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For Lord, they come seek it. Hallelujah, oh God, your divine help tonight. Hallelujah, they need a word. Oh God, to turn situations around. We need a word. Hallelujah, oh God, to bring forth healing. We need a word. Hallelujah, to bring forth encouragement. We need a word to turn darkness in today. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, only you can do it tonight. Only you can do it. Lord, you got the power. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight. Remember, oh God, the visionary. Remember Evangelist Bradley tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask you, God, to set up fresh anointed her way. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. A fresh anointed in the name of Jesus. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Well, God, to stir up the spirit man tonight. Stir up the word. Stir up hearts. Stir up minds. Stir up the Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus. Well, God, those that are bound, be set free. Well, God, those that are lost, well, God, that they be found in the name of Jesus. Whatever, well, God, the situation looks like, Lord, you able to bring them out. You able, oh God, to set the captives free. And Lord, we ask you tonight, have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. Remember all the sick and the shut in everywhere. Remember, praise God, the whole wide world. Hallelujah, it's in your hands. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, we ask you, God, remember, oh God, our young people, in the name of Jesus, remember that mother, oh God, Hallelujah, that word about our children. Remember that father, that word about his sons. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, we come tonight pleading the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, because the blood reaches. It reaches the highest mountains. It flows through the lowest valley. The blood of Jesus, it will never lose its power. God, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, upon this prayer line. The blood of Jesus in our homes. The blood of Jesus in our schools. The blood of Jesus in our hospitals. The blood of Jesus in our land. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Let it wash away, God. Hallelujah, every infirmity, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Lord, we apply the blood tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank God for the ministering angels in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus, the blood. Lord, thank you, God, for shedding your blood on Calvary. Thank you for your blood. Hallelujah, that you died for our sins. Thank you for the blood. Oh, Shama, no, no, Shama, Shandi, Emma, Shitaya, no, thank you, Robosha. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, God. Thank you for blood washing. Thank you for blood keeping us. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you, Boshamai. Thank you for the blood. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you for the blood. Oh, Shabbat. Thank you for the blood. The blood. The blood, God. We thank you tonight for the blood. We thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, God, for healing. We thank you for deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We come tonight. Hallelujah, oh God, for the anointing of God that destroys the yoke of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, tonight we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood. We thank you for the anointing of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting them free. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of release in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for stand still salvation. Thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. We shall not be removed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If the word say, I let none of these things move me. What shall separate us from the love of God? Hallelujah. No heights nor death. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you tonight for loving us. Thank you tonight, God, for caring for us. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And we ask you tonight, Lord, to have mercy. Have mercy upon us tonight. In the name of Jesus, God. Bless our families, oh God. Far and near, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, because only you can do it. Hallelujah. You're the miracle worker. Hallelujah. You are a comforter in the time of need. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we walk in by faith and not by sight. Remember our government tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you tonight, bless the broadcast tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, we need a word tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, and only you can do it. Bless the message and bless the messenger tonight. And Lord, we praise your name, God, that you will hide us behind the cross. Hallelujah, that shed blood. Hallelujah, that secret place of the Most High. In the mighty name of Jesus tonight, we feel you tonight. God, we feel you. Hallelujah, we thank God tonight for the Holy Ghost, that wretch ruler abide in us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. hallelujah, tonight. And we ask it, oh God, all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable tonight in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lord, what a mighty God we serve tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And we just praise the Lord tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Tonight, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We come tonight to lift them up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We come to lift them up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song said, amen. I feel better since I laid my burden down. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Again, for you, you, and yes, you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to get ready to be blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. By our solo, praise God. Amen. By our own, amen, BNN advisor. Glory to God. Sister Robin, amen, is going to come tonight and bless us tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Robin, God bless you tonight.
Anointing all on me. Anointing all on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on us. Anointing fall on us. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us. Anointing fall on us. Anointing fall on us. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Praise the Lord.
And God bless you tonight, Sister Robin. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. One of my favorite songs. Amen. Anointing, fall on me. Amen. Amen. Anointing, fall on us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Have your way tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And that's what we want the Lord to do. Amen. To shower down his anointing upon us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A fresh anointed tonight. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. One of our own. Amen. ESPN and Advisors. Beautiful voice, praise God. Amen, Sister Robin. Thank you tonight for blessing us tonight. Amen, glory to God. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen, but it's word time tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Tonight, if you heard the broadcast, amen, last night, amen. Hallelujah, quitting is not an option. Hallelujah, amen. Anybody in the house tonight, quitting is not an option. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, amen, for the woman of God, amen. Hallelujah, coming back tonight, praise God, amen. I say finishing up, praise God, part two. Amen, tonight, amen. And we want you to know, praise God, amen. We're introduced to some, presented others, praise God, tonight with us. Prophetess, amen, Tammy Butler, glory to God, amen. Preaching, amen, the word of God, amen, all the way, amen, from Gospel Tabernacle Church, amen, in Dallas, Texas. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen. Ask you to praise God, listen tentatively to the word of God, clap your hands, stomp your feet, amen. Shout amen, glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, amen, to the word of God tonight, amen. We ask you, praise God, amen, to just put your hands together, amen. For the speaker tonight, Prophetess Tammy Butler. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you all. God bless you, saints of God, pastors, teachers, preachers, evangelists. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, women and men of God that's on the line. I pray to God continue to bless you, continue to make his face shine upon you. I pray to God continue to keep you all, each and every one of you. I thank God for being here. I thank God for my life and health and strength. And I thank God for allow me to be able to share on tonight, and I just thank God because he's good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. No matter what you're going through, God is good, and God has a plan for your life. And his plan is not to hurt you or to harm you. His plan is for you to have a perfect end. So God knows what he's doing in your life. Regardless of you know, regardless of what it looks like, God knows what he's doing in your life, and it's, in the end, it's better than the beginning. So you just need to give God praise, because God, there's victory around the corner in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I just want to thank God also for all the leaders on the line, all the men and women of God that labor. They labor. You labor, and your labor is not in vain. God bless you for laboring, your hours of prayer, your hours of laboring and having faith. When everybody else give up, you have faith and you trust God for the people of God. God bless each and every one of you. And tonight, I want to start off with, and I want to thank God for my pastor, Bishop David E. Martin, and First Lady Melanie Martin. I thank God for them because they are my spiritual parents, my spiritual father and mother, and the God and the Lord. And they have taught me well. They taught me how to live holy. They taught me how to live right. They taught me how to be a godly woman. They taught me also how to manage things and how to work things as a woman. As a you know, how to, you can sit before them. They're not untouchable. You can talk to them, and you can sit and talk with them, and they can pour into your life. And they have helped me to grow in God, and I'm so grateful for that. And I thank God that they trust me to be able to share with the people of God. On tonight, last night, I know we shared that quitting is not an option. And last night was a good night. We preached and we preached and we preached. And tonight, I said, God, I got a word, and I had my word, and I was ready for it. And God changed my message, you all. Because I was ready for it. I was so excited. So I believe this is what God will have me to share tonight. So you all pray for me. God will do that. He will change your message in 5 minutes and tell you, no, you're not preaching that tonight. You're going to teach tonight, okay, God? If I need to, whatever you will have me to do, I want to say yes to God, because somebody needs to be healed. Somebody needs to be delivered, and somebody needs to be set free. And it's not about me. It's about God getting the glory. So before I get started, I would like to pray, and I'm going to read out of Acts 10, And I'm going to read a little and talk a little. So we're going to do it like that tonight. It's a little different from what the way we did last night. Last night, it was very exciting and very exuberating. I know the word of God was to encourage his people. Tonight, God wants us all to be ready for Cornelius because he's coming. He wants us to be ready for the move that's coming. He wants us to be in order. He wants us to have our houses in order. So we want to just share a little bit, and I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord when he says stop. And it may not take long. It may take long. I'm not sure, but I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this night. Father God, we thank you, God, for being our God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together to lift up your holy name on tonight, God. Father God, we pray tonight that you, God, will get the glory, get the honor, and get the praise. Father, we pray that, Lord, you will, Lord Jesus, let me decrease so that you may increase on tonight, Father. God, it's about you getting all the glory, God. So, Father God, as I open up my mouth, I pray, God, that you will speak. I pray, God, that you will speak what you will have your people to hear, Father. And I pray, God, for everyone that's on the line, God, that they will be healed. They will be delivered. They will be set free, God. I pray, God, tonight, God, that the word that will go forth, God, hallelujah, will change lives, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Help us, God, to do what it is you've called us to do, God. Help us, God, to keep our houses in order, oh God. Help us, God, to be ready, God, when you call our names, to be ready, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we'll forever give you the glory, hallelujah. We'll forever give you the honor, and we'll forever give you the praise. In your holy name we pray, Lord Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. As I said, my title, it was last minute, so I'm just going to say Cornelius is coming. Cornelius is coming. Get ready for Cornelius because he's coming. He's going to be a part of the move that God is doing in the land. So we're going to start at 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him, saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And I'm going to start off with that, and then I'll skip down and read a little bit on Peter. Now let's talk a little bit about Cornelius and Peter. I'm going to go on and read 9, and I'm going to do 9b. Well, on the morrow, as they went their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop and prayed about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descended up unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and while beasts and creeping things and fowls of air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, no, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God had cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done three times. And the vessel was received again into heaven. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about Cornelius, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Peter. Now, Cornelius was one of the first Gentiles chosen of God to be offered. He was an officer of the Roman army in Caesarea. And Caesarea is on the seacoast about 5 miles northwest of Jerusalem. And he was a captain. He was a captain of an Italian group. I'm trying to get this together. And the gospel had been preached only to the Jews and the Jewish and the Samaritans, and they had, but it hadn't been preached to the Gentiles. So some of the Gentiles had heard the gospel, and Cornelius evidently was one, and he received the gospel. He received the Lord as much as he knew. You know, he received him, so he believed God. He served him as much as he knew. He wasn't circumcised, but he served God. And so he didn't know what to do. He kept the law from what they had taught him or where he had learned it from, because he wanted to be a Christian just like the Christians. So he observed the law. He fasted. He prayed. He gave alms to people. He did what he thought he was doing. He fasted before God. He lived upright before God. He was not a Jewish. He was not of the Jewish descent, but he loved God. And so by doing that, God sent an angel to him to speak to him and let him know that his prayers, his fasting, the things that he had been doing has been set up before God. God is going to bless your household because I've seen what you have been doing. And what I'm sharing this with you all tonight is there are some Corneliuses. We are the Peter. And there may be some people on the line that you may be a babe in Christ, or you may be trying to learn more about God. And you've been praying, and you're saying, God, I just need to know more. I need to know you. And there are some people that are Peters. They've been with God. They've seen God. They've seen vision. But the Corneliuses, and I'm going to talk this thing out. I'm going to talk it a little bit at a time. Cornelius, you may be a beginner. You may be a babe. You may be praying and saying, God, there's something I need. I need a little more. I need to know you more. You're fasting. You're praying. You're on the right track. God sent me tonight to let you know that your prayers and your fasting and your arms have been brought up before the Lord, and the Lord is going to bless your house because you're doing it with your true heart. You're doing it with all your heart. You're serving him with all you know. God says your arms, your fasting, and your praying, it's not in vain. It's been brought up before me. And I'm going to bless your house. I'm going to send somebody in your path that's going to help you, that's going to groom you, that's going to develop you, that's going to mentor you, that's going to bless you, that's going to speak a word, and your whole house will be blessed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I don't know who on the line. You may feel like I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been doing what you told me to do, God. I keep fasting. I keep praying, and I don't see change in my house. Lord, I'm praying, and I'm fasting, and my kids are going crazy. Everything is chaos. My body is racking with pain, and I keep praying, and I keep fasting, and I keep going to church, and I keep doing what you told me to do. But God wants you to know tonight that your praying and your fasting and your giving is not in vain. It's been brought up before him, and God is going to bless you. God is going to change your situation. God is going to bless your house. God is going to move in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus, glory to God. So I just wanted to encourage you again tonight, because what I was going to talk about was the woman that was bent over. And I was going to talk about some issues. But God said no, not tonight. You need to let them know that the Corneliuses are coming. The Cornelius, there are some people that's fasting. There are some people that's praying. There are some people that's seeking God. You may feel like you're not being noticed. You may feel like I'm the bottom person on the totem pole. You may feel like I'm not of the Jewish descent. The people are not noticing me. I can't speak in tongues like they speak in tongues. God wants you to know that he's seen you. He's seen you serving. He's seen you fasting. He's seen you praying. He's seen your faith. is going to bless your house. That God is going to bless your house. He's going to send somebody in your path. And somebody's going to minister to you. And God is going to bless your house. And your house is going to be saved. Your children are going to be delivered. Your house is going to be saved. Your neighborhood is going to be saved because of your faithfulness. Continue, Cornelius, to be faithful. You know who you are. Continue to fast. Continue to pray. You may not see the breakthrough today. You may not see it tomorrow. But continue to stand on God's word. Your prayers, your fasting, and your labor is not in vain. It's been brought up before God. And God wants you to know that tonight. It's been brought up before him. And he's going to bless you. He's going to meet your needs. He's going to meet you where you are. He's going to turn things around. He's going to save your household. He's going to save your kids. He's going to turn your life around. God is going to do it. Glory to God. So Cornelius, continuing God. Don't look for man to do it. Don't wait on people to do it. God is going to visit you. And God is going to minister to you. And God is going to change your life. And God is going to deal with your children. And their lives are going to be changed, set free, and delivered. So God wants you to know tonight to continue. Continue, Cornelius. Continue. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cornelius, he was an important role model. He was a leader, and he would let the people know about Jesus, about what he knew. He would let them know he was excited about the Lord. He didn't know everything, but what he knew, he was a devout man. It said he was a devout before God. He fasted before God. He prayed. He gave alms. He did all that he knew. Whatever was taught to him, he did it. And God saw his heart. God saw his heart. He had a zeal for him. He shared what he knew with the other people. He was not embarrassed. He was not ashamed. He shared it. And when the angel of the Lord left him, he sent men out to get Simon Peter. And when he sent them out to get him, he went up on the housetop, and he began to have a dream. And in his dream, he began to have a vision. He was hungry, so he was fasting, and his fast was almost over. But before he would go down and eat, God began to give him this vision. And God let down this vision, this sheet of undefiled meat, all kinds of animals, all kinds of things that was just foul. And Peter was like, oh, no, I'm not touching that. That's common. And I am not touching that. That's not right. He was hungry. And then God gave him this, put him in a trance, and he let down this sheet. It says a sheet of beasts, four-footed beasts of the earth. And he told Peter to rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, no, Lord, I have never common or unclean. And there are some of you on the line today that God want me to share with you. You're fasting and you're praying and you're seeking God. And God is letting you know that he's raising up a mighty army, that he's raising up a people. He's raising up a people that's going to be a part of this movement. But God wants you to know there are some things, there are some people that he's sending. They may not be what you're used to looking at. There are some things, some areas that he's going to send you into. It may not be the norm. There are some people that's going to come to you, and you're going to have to witness to. You're going to have to mentor. They may not look what you're used to seeing. They may not dress the way you're used to seeing them dress. God ready for tradition. You're ready for religion. But God says tonight, you got to break those walls down. Because what I have cleansed is not as common. What I have cleansed, you've got to be ready for what I have cleansed. You may have to go in territory that you're not used to. You may have to go to places that people say you don't need to be over there. You may have to go where people are saying you can't be with them. They're not saved. They're ungodly. You know what they believe. And God says go. And if God tells you to go, you've got to say yes. You've got to be obedient. And you've got to go. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So Peter, because Peter was from the Jewish descent, he didn't eat any unclean animals. That was not of God. Let me share with you. And let me go to, yeah, I want to go to Matthew. It explains how it was just not right for them to eat unclean things. They never ate. They never touched it. They were told in the Old Testament, you would see where they told them what they could eat and what they could not eat. And they followed the law. They followed it all the way into the New Testament. There are things that you can't touch. You can't eat. It's undefiled. It's unclean. And God began to let them know, I have called you. Jesus told them to go throughout the world and teach the gospel to all mankind. See, the gospel had been preached, but it was being preached to the Jews. It wasn't being preached to the Gentiles. So God was letting them know that I have no respect of person. It's time for you, Peter. It's time for the other disciples to go out and witness to the world. You got it in a local area. You got it with familiar with you. And I'm talking to somebody on tonight. You're used to your local. You're used to the same people that you go to every Wednesday, every Friday, and every Sunday. But God says it's time for you to step out. It's time for you to go into uncharted territory. It's time for you to go into places that other people don't go. You're going to people that are used to you. You're going to people that you can say hallelujah and they can say amen. But God said go somewhere where people don't know anything about amen. They don't know nothing about no hallelujah. They don't know nothing about God. God says it's time for you to step on uncharted territory. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. So in order to travel on uncharted territory, you're going in some areas. You're a beacon of light. You sit on a hill, and you cannot be hidden. So God wants you, the beacon of light, that's sitting on the hill, to go into total darkness. And he wants you to shine. He wants you to say, what thus says the Lord, Peter. He wants you to be a part of the movement. See, Peter did not go. Cornelius' whole household would not have been filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter went. After God gave him the vision, the men were there. Peter went. And when he went, they Cornelius, and I'm sure this too. Let me flip. And I'm trying to take my time. And I know this is God. Because God just gave this to me. And Peter was coming in. Peter was coming in. Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. Let me read this again. Because I got to read this to somebody. 25, Acts 10 and 25 says, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down and worshiped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. Let me explain something. God is fixing to send you out to some people that's been asking God, where are you? God, we need you. We need more of you. God, less of us and more of you. God, we need you. God, we need you. God, where are you? God, all this is going on. God, you see this coronavirus is taking my family members out. Are you real? Are you real? If you're real, God, send somebody in my home. Send somebody in my neighborhood. neighborhood. So God is trying to get you. Yes, Peter, you, the body of Christ, you that's been walking with God, you that walked on water, you that saw the signs, the wonders, and the miracles, you, God is calling you tonight, and he's telling you it's time to get up and stop watching TV, stop watching CNN, stop gossiping, stop going doing your same routine thing, and get out in the streets and the hedges and highways and compel men to come. God is calling you because people are saying, God, are you real? God, can you help me? God, I'm depressed. God, I'm oppressed. I'm battling with anxiety. Where are you, God? Your heart. And he's telling you to go out. He's telling you to get on the phone. He's telling you to get on social media. He's telling you to greet by God. He's telling you to sing songs. But you're saying, no, I got to sit here. I'm not equipped. I will watch TV. I will sing when it's time for our church to open. I will sing when they open up the church and we have church. I will sing on Wednesday night. I will sing on Thursday night. But God is telling you, and I don't know who I'm talking to. I said that you need to get up, and you need to go to that YMCA, and you need to sing for the Lord. Because somebody is crying out, saying, God, where are you? You need to go on the end of the street and sing for the Lord. There's people in downtown that are homeless. They need God. They're crying out. They need him. You need to get your amplifier, and you need to go downtown, and you need to tell them that Jesus Christ lives, that he loved them, and he died for them. You're waiting on that moment. You're waiting on a platform. And God says, I made a platform. I made a way for you, but you want to do it when other people are looking at you. And God says, I'm telling you to go because they're crying out to me. Cornelius is waiting on you. Glory to God. So, Peter, what are you doing? Peter, you got to go. And Peter, when he went, Cornelius fell. And he started worshiping him. Cornelius had been praying. Cornelius had been fasting. Cornelius had been seeking God. And he knew that there was more that he needed. He knew that he needed more of God, but he didn't know how to get it. He knew that there was a word for him. And he went down and he worshiped Peter. And Peter said, get up. Cornelius, I'm just a man just like you. So when God get ready to use you and send you out, that was humility. That was humility. He could have just let him stay down there. Oh, let him worship me. So I got to bust your bubble right now. I don't know who you are, but when God started using you and the doors start opening before you, you better stay humble. You better stay humble before God. Don't get beside yourself, because I promise you God know how to bring you down. I don't care what the people say. I don't care how they bow at your feet. And I don't care how they clap for you. I don't care what they say that you're doing. I don't care what kind of car they pull up. You better stay humble before God. You better stay humble before God's people. You need to stay humble. You need to stay humble, because it's not you. It's the God in you. It's God that's using you. It's not your gift. It's God's gift. He allows you to have the gift. Glory to God. So you need to stay humble. Humility. Don't get prideful. Don't get prideful. Don't start doing the work for the Lord and get prideful and get beside yourself and trying to treat God's people any kind of way, because they bang and they don't know no better. Daddy, he didn't know any better. He knew Peter was one of the ones that was with Jesus. He knew Peter had a word for him. He knew Peter had a revelation for him. So how he knew that he could get that Peter was the closest he could get to God. So when you're speaking that word, people know that's the closest they can get to God. When you're speaking that word is delivering them. When you're prophesying talk, the word is setting them free. When you're singing, demons are free. But don't get beside yourself. They may say, oh, you did a good job. Oh, let me bless you. You better thank God. It's God, not you. It's God that anointed you. It's God that equipped you. It's God that's using you. It's not you. And without him, you and I are nothing. Glory to God. Glory to God. So whatever you do, don't ever get beside yourself. Don't ever get heady and high-minded. Stay humble before God. Stay humble before God's people. Glory to God. So I tell Peter on tonight, whatever you do, and what, even if you're doing it now, check yourself. Check yourself. Because you don't want to get heady and high-minded. You don't want to do that.
And if there's somebody that's calling you and they're treating you, know they're saying, oh, you're doing a good job, and they don't know any better and you know that, don't take advantage of them. Don't use them. They bait. And they need you to pour into their lives. They need you to speak a word over their lives. They need you to minister to them. They need you to develop them, not use them, not undermine them, not trick them. They need you, Peter. They need you. They need you for the next move. They need you. They need your voice. They need your singing. They know what the gift that God has given you. But don't use them. Don't be heady and high-minded and try to trick them. Humble yourself. And let them know I'm just a woman like you. I'm just a man like you. It's the God that rules and reigns. It's God. And without him, we are nothing. Because in him we live. In him we move. And in him we have our being. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We're having a little difficulty. Amen. But we praise the Lord tonight.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Let's give God praise.
Amen. Yes, God.
For to God. Amen, Jesus. As she bows back in, just give God praise for what you heard already. Amen,
yes,
Jesus. Come on and give him praise for what you heard already. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you for the word, God. For the woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
You,
Lord, we bless your name.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
bless you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Glory
be to
God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Oh,
God. Hello. I'm back. Thank
you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory to God. So Peter told him not to worship him, that he was just a man just like him. Thanks to God. Remember, whatever God calls you to do, you're going to be around people. They're going to be banged. You're going to be around people. They don't know. They just want to get what you have. They're drawn to the God in you. Don't let them treat you like you're a God. Don't let them idolize you. Because God says, I have no other God besides myself. So don't let them idolize you. Because you'll look around and God will have you sitting down somewhere. Because you didn't tell them the truth. I'm just a man. I'm just a woman. Just like you. Because people are coming. And they don't know God. They don't know church like we know church. They know it's not going to be business as usual. It's not going to be church as usual. Because they don't know. They don't know how to shout. They don't know how to dance. But all they know is they're drawn to the God in you. And you need to let them know where God loves them. And you need to let them know that I'm just a woman. I'm just a man just like you. It's God. It's God. It's God. It's God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, let me go down a little bit. Then Peter opened his mouth. Instead of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Listen to this. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. What Peter is saying, God let him know this. I have no know now. I have no, your mouth don't look at what they look like. Don't worry about where I take you. Open up your mouth and share. Open up your mouth and sing. Open up your mouth and do what I called you to do. Because they're hungry. They're ready to receive God. They're ready for the next move. And the move can't happen if you don't go out, Peter. The move can't happen if you don't open up your mouth. The move can't happen if you don't write the book. The move can't happen if you don't step out and do what God calls you to step out and do. The move cannot happen. Just think if Peter said, oh, no, I'm not going over there. Do you know God knows the Gentiles? God, do you know they're Gentiles? They are so unclean, God. Oh, my God, I will not associate with them. But God had to show him, and God sent him. For some of you, God has already been showing you the places that he wants you to go. And it's not familiar. It's unfamiliar territory. And God is showing you some people that you're going to be among. And those are not the people that you're used to being around. Those are not the people that you're used to teaching to. Those are not the people that you're used to preaching to. Those are not the people that you're used to singing with. God wants you to go in uncharted territory. But God had to show that to Peter. And then Peter had to say, yes. What are you saying, Penny? There are some Peters that God has already shown you. There are some new things that I put inside of you. There are some new directions. There are some new paths that I want you to do. And I want you to go. But you, Peter, have to say yes. You got to humble yourself. And you got to say yes to God. You say, God, I love you. God, I say yes. And the good and the bad. God, I do what you tell me to do. But God says, are you going to really be a part of this next move? Are you really going to be a part of this great and mighty order that's not afraid to proclaim my gospel, not afraid to stand on the street, not afraid to stand in a theater and tell the people that before, you're not afraid to speak the level, not of the Peter. Are you ready, really, for this next move? Cornelius is coming. Cornelius is already on the scene. Mm. He's not coming. He's on the scene. Cornelius loved the Lord, and the Lord was not going to leave him out. Cornelius served God. Cornelius served him with his whole heart, and he served him with all his heart. And what he knew, God was not going to leave Cornelius out. So he sent Peter. But guess what? If Peter hadn't said no, God would have raised up somebody that would have said yes. So while you're sitting there pondering and you're wondering if you need to go, and if you're saying, God, I can't do it, God, that's too bad for me. God, if I have to minister to those people that are part of God, I can get healed. God, if I go over there and I have those people are dealing with homosexuality, God, I don't know if I need to be among them. God, I don't know if I need to be among these people. God, every last one of them, God, look like skinheads. But God says, go. God says, preach my word. God says, preach my word. God says, sing your song. God says, write your book. God says, share where my love. Share my love. Share it. It doesn't matter what they look like. And it doesn't matter what they really are. God says, you share my love. And you let me draw them. If you say no, keep them raised up enough. But what I'm trying to say, Peter, you need to say yes. You need to go. And you need to go in that house and you need to be ready and be obedient. And you don't need to look at their faces. But you need to open up your mouth and say what says the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because they're ready for the mighty move. They're seeking God. They're getting armed. They're fasting and praying. They just waiting on you so you can raise up and get up on the scene because the move of God is here. It's coming, and they're waiting on you. Glory to God. I'm going to jump down to 44. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to jump down to 44. 44 says, hold on for a second. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost, while Peter opened up his mouth, he went there, he's calling, what God said. He said, I know I'm not supposed to be in here. You know, we don't mix. The Jews don't mix with the Gentiles, but God sent him there. So he asked Cornelius, and Cornelius told him what was going on and what happened, and God told him to send for him. So see, y'all, while God is equipping you, you fast, and God is dealing with you with dreams and visions, and God is speaking to you and telling you some things that you're going to do, and God is telling you you're going to speak among thousands, and God is telling you you're going to write books, God is telling you you're going to open up a school, God is telling you that you're going to be the one that's going to sing before millions, you're going to sing for presidents, God is telling you that you're going to win movie stars and actors and football players and basketball players, God is telling you all that, but you can't do it if you don't step out. God, you land before the Lord and you're praying and you're fasting and God is showing you and you say, God said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. Well, you're not going to do it sitting at home. You got to start somewhere. You're not going to preach to 30 million if you won't go out and start preaching in a YMCA or start teaching somewhere with five. He might not have told you to start a church, but he may have told you you're going to be an evangelist. You need to start doing it. You need to start studying. You need to start finding out what it is you need to do to step out. If God said you need to write a book, you're, well, God, I'm going to write a book, but I don't know. I can't write it like this person writes. All these people writing these good books, God, and I can't even write. And God is saying, well, why don't you ask somebody? Why don't you get an editor? But God is telling you to do it. It's not going to happen if you don't step out. You're not going to preach to the masses if you don't step out. The book will never be published if you don't even start. The school won't even come to existence if you don't even start writing out a curriculum, writing out a syllabus, calling people trying to find out how they run that school. Nothing will happen if you step out. You got to do something. You got to step out. You got to give God something to work with. He can't work with you sitting at home. He can't work with you watching New York. What is that? New York, New York. He can't see anything. He can't work with you watching TV. You got to step out, and you got to make it happen. God can work with you if we see you doing something. If you think of a little, he'll make you real over a minute, but you got to step out. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody, God has already told you to step out. You got to step out. Step out. You to be a part of this next mighty move of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He spoke. So we can begin to speak. While he was the Holy Ghost fell on all of them, the word. The Holy Ghost of God fell on all of them that heard. It says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. So what God is trying to tell you, after that, he began to speak. And what happened, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. The same Holy Ghost, the power, the anointing, the Holy Ghost that was on the Jews, fell on the Gentiles. And God, they began to speak with unknown tongues. The Holy Ghost fell on them. And they began to praise God. They began to shout. They began to leap because they had something new. God had revealed himself. In this next move, people are coming. And you got to go. And you got to be obedient. And you got to serve God. And you got to be ready for Cornelius. And you got to help them. Because when the Holy Ghost fell on them, the Gentiles, that was the first move. The first move of the Gentile churches that was growing throughout the land. That was the first move. When the Holy Ghost fell on them, they were able to share the good news. They were able to pray and people be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. After Peter opened his mouth, after Peter was obedient, after Peter was idle, after Peter stepped out, after Peter went, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And they were part, they were the first move of the Gentile church. And what am I saying? God is getting ready to move. God is getting ready to raise up the body of believers. And you have to be a part of it. And you got to be obedient to God. And you got to step out. And you got to do what he told you to do. You can't look at the people. You can't look at the territory. You just got to say yes. You got to be obedient. You can't look at where you go. You can't look at what it looks like. You got to step. to God. Glory to God. You've got to step out, because God is raising up a great and mighty army. Mm-hmm. And the army is not going to look like what you think it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. It's not going to look like what you used to see.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to raise up a nation that's going to bow and say yes. And God wants you, Peter, to let them know it's not just for us, the Jews. It's for the Gentiles. God has no respect for person. So when they come, they're not going to come to you. God said, Peter, the word I'm saying, you think they're coming in your four walls. You have mistaken. You're going to have to step out the four walls. You got to step out the corners of the earth. You got to preach the gospel. You got to sing your song. You got to write your book. You got to get on Facebook. You got to get on social media. You got to do what God told you to do. So people all over this world can be a part of the mighty move of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise, saints. Give God praise. Glory to God, to her. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is not just for, it's not just for us. What God is getting ready to do is for this world. It's not just for your local town. It's not for your local church. What God is getting ready to do is for this world. The world is going to be coming to the church. The world is going to be coming to the body of Christ. Body of Christ, are you ready? Peter, are you ready? God is already showing you things in business. God is already trying to tell you to get the house in order. Peter, are you ready for the mighty move? That this mighty move is not just for you. It's not just for your friends. It's not for your state. It's for the world. And God is sending us out to the nations. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So are you ready for the move? Glory to God. Because Cornelius, be blessed. Glory to God. Be blessed, saints. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Annette, I need to turn it over to you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. What a message. What a word. Praise God. Amen. For us tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To let us know Cornelius is coming. Glory to God. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Praise God. Amen. To know. Praise God. Amen. No time for sitting. Praise God. Getting comfortable. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have work to do. Glory to God. Amen. Cornelius is coming. Praise God. All shape, form, and size. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The woman of God, let us know. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank it not strange for we see people that are not dressed up like we are. Amen. Glory to God. Hair, amen, may be a different color. Glory to God. Amen. Pants may be low to the knees. Hallelujah. Dress may be hiked up to the waist. Amen. Glory to God. Drunkards coming. Prostitutes coming. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They are coming, so we must be ready. We must be prepared. Praising God. Amen. We must not think, praise God, amen, that we are better than they are. Praise God. Amen. For the Bible said, amen, beware how we entertain strangers, because they could be angels unaware. Praise God. Amen. We have a job. We got a job to do. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Quick work. Amen. Quick work. Amen. People are dying. Amen. Without Christ in their life. Young people are dying without Christ in their life. Premature death without Christ in their lives. Amen. So it's up to us. Praise God. Amen. We're not on vacation. Amen. We have work to do. Hallelujah, on the street corners, praise God. The word said, go, amen, the highways and hedges and compel them to come, amen. They won't come to us. We must go to them. Amen. What a word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Prophetess Tammy Butler. Praise God. Thank you tonight for the word. Amen. That was to me. Amen. I dare you to say amen. That was for me tonight. Glory to God. And I praise the Lord tonight for the word. Amen. Amen. As the word say, Cornelius is coming. He is coming. Amen. He's already here. They are waiting for you and I, amen, to share the good news. Praise God. To let them know, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. As she said, praise God, the Lord is raising up a mighty army. Glory to God. Amen. As she's saying the word, they're not coming looking like we used to look or looking like we want them to look. Amen. But they're coming in, praise God, all sorts of ways, praise God, color, hairdo, praise God, maybe green, purple, amen, orange, however, but they are coming. Glory to God, and we must humble ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Humble ourselves and take time to be with them. Praise God. Amen. Break the walls down. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This is a new thing. Amen. That the Lord is doing. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. Behold. Amen. Glory to God. He come to do a new thing. Amen. And we get ready to go on unfamiliar territory. Amen. Unfamiliar territory. Amen. I remember, praise God, amen, me and my daughter was riding, amen, on another side of town, and they had a club there. Praise God, I told her, stop. Amen. Glory to God, I must go there. Praise God, amen. I didn't go inside, but what I did, amen, I prayed over the ground as people was coming out. Amen. I was just praying and pleading the blood of Jesus. She kept saying, Mama, you going to get in trouble. Mama, glory to God, amen. But I moved when the Lord told me to move. Glory to God. Unfamiliar, praise God, territory. Amen. For that place, praise God, as of now, praise God, amen, that place is closed up. Glory to God, amen. But we praise the Lord to know, amen, we must, praise God, get ready. Praise God, we must, praise God, be excited. Praise God, amen, about the word of God. Amen. But we thank God tonight for the word that has gone forth. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight for the message and the messenger. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. A now word. Amen. For our now people. Amen. Amen. For the body of Christ. Amen. And we don't know, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. That word must, praise God, might have just changed your heart, changed your mind. Amen. A closer walk with the Lord, praise God, the world was on the stool of do nothing, praise God, just, amen, relax it, praising God, amen, but as the word went forth and she was talking to you and I tonight, praise God, amen, may just change your heart, amen, may have an amen that you was not saved, amen, you're not saved, maybe that word just change your heart, amen, to say, amen, I want to be saved tonight, glory to God, amen, whatever, praise God, amen, the reason may be, the door is open, amen, all you have to do is walk therein, praise God, amen, you want to be saved tonight, the door is open, glory to God, just walk in, repent of your sins tonight, praise God, and tell the Lord, amen, I want to make a change, Lord, I want you to come into my life, I'm tired of living the way I'm doing, I'm tired of the same old, Lord, I want to experience that new life, amen. Glory to God, amen. Tonight can be your night, amen. Just match star 6. Come on over, praise God, amen. And we will pray with you, praise God, amen. Make that about faith, amen. Glory to God. Turn, hallelujah, amen, and walk in the newness of life, praise God, amen. Tonight is your night tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen. If any sick among you, praise God, the Bible said, let them call for the elders of the church. Praise God, any sin be committed, amen, it shall be forgiven. Glory to God. So tonight is your night tonight, amen. Glory to God. Just match star 6. Touch that down, praise God. It'll bring you right over, amen, and we can pray with you tonight, amen. Any sick, praise God, amen. We are here to pray with you tonight, praise God, amen. Glory to God. Amen. This man starts 6. Glory to God. If you desire prayer tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone. Amen. Desire prayer tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't let this word pass you by tonight. Amen. Glory to God. If not, don't want to desire prayer tonight. Amen. We praise the Lord for you tonight. Amen. For being with us tonight. Praise God. Enjoy the Lord with us tonight. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Gwen.
God bless you, Sister Gwen.
I just would like to request prayer for my family, the Reed family, for and also Evangelist.
Uh-huh.
I was released from work release on Saturday, and he got me to that to get me through that, and thank God for him, and thank God for y'all.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God, tonight. Amen. It's just an honor to hear your voice. Amen.
Thanks,
praise God. Amen. In a different place. Glory to God. Amen. We just praise the Lord for you tonight. Amen. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard all that the Lord has in store for you. Amen. Because you're concerned about others. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And the Lord has great things for you. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, thank you. Tonight. Amen. Anyone else? Praise God, amen. Want to be on the prayer line tonight. Praise God. I got a prayer request. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We ask you to remember our family tonight. Praise God, amen. The O'Neill family, glory to God in your prayers. Amen. Amen. For healing, for strength. Amen. Remember, praise God, as you say, the PNN. Prayer News Network, praise God, amen. All the sick and the shut-in everywhere, praising God, amen. We have a praise reporter, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen. We had asked, amen, a year back, praise God, amen, if you would pray for my grandson, amen, Ashton, praise God, amen, who lives in Albany, Georgia, praise God, was going through a mental, praise God, amen, effect, amen, amen. Due to things that he was going through, praise God, amen. It was, amen, put him in a setback to where, praise God, he was hearing voices and running out in the streets and glory to God, amen. Just not himself, praise God. Didn't want to dress, didn't want to bathe, didn't want to do anything, glory to God, amen. But we had got on the PNN, praise God, and asked them to pray. Pray, 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 amen, along with others. Our family was praying, amen, but we got a amen, amen. He's doing fine, praise God, going to school, amen, going to college, praising God, amen, amen. And we got a text a while ago, praise God, amen, that he has gotten accepted, praise God, amen, in Phoebe, praise God, hospital, amen, radiologist. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. For your prayers. Hallelujah. He is going on. Praise God. Amen. And we just praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Don't tell me, praise God, God won't do it. God will do it. Amen. He will do it. Amen, a good God. Praise God. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight.
Yes, yes. I just got a text, and my sister wanted me to request prayer for her granddaughter, Lauren. They took her to the doctor, and they said she couldn't hear out the left ear, but we know God is able to fix that also.
Amen, amen.
Lord. Okay, thank
all
you.
Right. Amen. God bless you, Missionary Fan. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, he can do it. Amen. Anyone else? He can do it. Glory to God. There is nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Nothing. Glory to God. Too hard for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Smash Star 6. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If not, Amen. We're going to go ahead and begin the prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank you all those that have called in. Praising God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Gwen. Amen. Missionary Dan tonight. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you tonight, Lord, for what our ears have heard and our heart has felt tonight. Lord, we thank you. Glory to God for your preach word of God, oh God, Lord, that brought forth healing, oh God, that bring forth deliverance tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight for the word. Glory to God. And we ask you tonight, Lord, to hallelujah, that you remember every prayer request tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you know what we're going to ask even before we ask you tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask you tonight to remember, praise God, Sister Gwen tonight. Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God, because she's no longer, praise God, bound, but she's set free tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the release, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask you tonight, Lord, to give her desire of a heart. Hallelujah, oh God, the world, oh God, Lord, you see, praise God, hallelujah, you see, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, the desire, Lord, that she's seeking and praying you for, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you tonight to keep her under your blood, oh God, keep her walking in victory, in the name of Jesus, to know eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, oh God, all that you have in store for her tonight, in the name of Jesus. Remember the family, oh God, in Jesus' name, Evangelist Bradley. Hallelujah, Lord, she does strengthen, oh God, Lord, continue to lead her and guide her, oh God, Lord, to keep her in your will, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, to remember, praise God, the Reed family. Hallelujah, tonight, God, Lord, to give strength in the name of Jesus, Lord, to meet their desire, Lord, to meet every need that's in their life, in the name of Jesus. God, only you can do it. Hallelujah. Lord, you said you would hold no good thing from us, oh God, for them that walk uprightly before you tonight. Lord, and we ask you tonight, hallelujah, God, to open up the windows of heaven, pull them out a blessing that they won't even have room enough to receive. Hallelujah, Lord, and we ask it tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you, oh God, even in advance, for what you've already done and that you're going to do. And Lord, we ask you tonight, remember Missionary Fan tonight, in the name of Jesus, God, to remember the granddaughter, Lauren, tonight, oh God, that's having problem in the left ear. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, to open up that ear. Oh, glory to God, Lord, to open it up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus right now. God, to let your blood flow in that ear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, all the way down to the canal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the hindrance right now. Lord, hallelujah, Lord, not even just the ear, but God, just heal our whole body. Touch her tonight from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, for a miracle. Oh, God, she needs to hear in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you tonight, stretch out your hand tonight upon her body. Oh, God, Lord, we ask you tonight, God, do it tonight. Do it tonight, Lord. Work a miracle. Let the hearing come forth tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to touch her mother right now in the name of Jesus. God, give us strength. Hallelujah, oh God, Lord, touch her mind to know, hallelujah, that everything is going to be all right, God. We're speaking tonight, hallelujah, let your healing come forth in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we ask you tonight, remember our family tonight in Jesus' name, God, you're a strength giver, you're a peace giver tonight, oh God, that passes all understanding tonight. Touch our sons, our daughters tonight, remember Kim tonight, God, touch her. Right now, God, the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah. Take away every pain, oh God. We ask you to, God, Lord, to take away every congestion. In the name of Jesus, God, in the head, oh God, nose, ears, wherever it may be, God, to let her know, praise God, Lord, it's not a time to quit, oh God, Lord, that quitting is not an option, but she must press through in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we come against the enemy tonight, Satan, you a liar, We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As the word say, get behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mention I live. Hallelujah. By bread alone, but by the word of God. And Lord, we're standing on your word tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, it shall be condemned, oh God, for this is the heritage, oh God. And Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, for your word tonight. Lord, we ask you to remember PNN tonight, oh God, as never before, God, that we continue to grow stronger, God. Stronger, oh God, hallelujah, in you and in the word of God. For God, oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, tonight, oh God, in advance, oh God, year 2022, God. Lord, you're bringing in the new, oh God, a new thing, God, that you're going to do in the name of Jesus, God, and we're praising you tonight, God, in advance, oh God, to go higher, God, and higher tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, and we praise you tonight for every listener, every advisor, God. Tonight, God, heal, God, set free, God, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Most of all, save to the utmost, God, Jesus, save. Lord, and we praise your name tonight for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, it will never lose its power, God. Strength today, God, strength, strength, oh God. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, that you hide us behind the cross. Keep us, oh God, under your blood. Go with us tonight, oh God. And we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. God is a good, good, good God. Yes, he is. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight, tonight, tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord again for you for coming and being with us tonight. Amen. Asking you, Lord's will, to come back on tomorrow night. Same place, same time. Amen. But we're going to give you numbers. Amen. To where you can get a copy of the broadcast tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And that number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, glory to God. Amen. 912-257-3918. Amen. And the next number is 678-608-7234. Amen. WhatsApp. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234 was at. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, let's get a copy of the services on tonight. Amen. So you can, amen, after you listen to it, pass it on. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We need not to let this good news pass us by. Amen. It's enough. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To share good news. Amen. So much bad news is going on. But we are about sharing the good news on the PNN Prayer News Network. Amen. The word that can change hearts and minds. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That can bring a wandering child back home. Glory to God. Amen. Prayer. Amen. It's the key. Faith unlocks the door. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for you, you. And yes, you. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. Again, for his goodness and his kindness. Amen. We do ask you to come back on tomorrow night. Lord, be so willing and so kind and so merciful. Amen. Come back. Praise God. Amen. Enjoy Jesus again with us. Hallelujah. Amen. At 9 p.m. Amen. As we say, in other states, in other cities, maybe different times. Glory to God. But just join us. Amen. When you can. Glory to God. Amen. It may be night in your, amen, city. Amen. Or it may be day or morning. Glory to God. Amen. But just tune us in. Glory to God. Amen. As the PNN continue to spread abroad. Amen. And bring somebody. Amen. Encourage your word. Praise God. Amen. So tomorrow night, come back and be with us. Amen. As we're going to ask, amen, tonight to open up the line. Amen. Let's get a praise. Praise God. Amen. Let's just give God some praise. Hallelujah.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Let's just tell the Lord, thank you.
Lord, we just thank you tonight. We just glorify you, God. You exalt your name.
Lord, I thank you. We appreciate
you
tonight.
Father, we bless you, God. I bless the Lord. I bless him. Bless the speaker, God. Bless the message. Bless the daily bone, God. Bless his daily bread, God. And the King in Jesus' name, God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We love you, Lord.
Stand, God. Stand your people, God. Stand in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't forget tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Same place, same time. Tell somebody, amen, and bring somebody along with you. Glory to God. Amen. To share the good news, praise God, on the prayer news network. Amen. Continue to pray for one another. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Continue to pray for Evangelist Bradley. Amen. As the Lord, amen, lead her. Praise God. Amen. To great things. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Have a blessed
amen.
Night. We love you. Good night.
God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.